A special meeting of the Rio Dell City Council was held online on September 28th to adopt a revised salary schedule and approve the employee agreement templates. The three-year agreements for city staff and police include sizable raises for most positions. Previously, the city had commissioned a total compensation study by Coffin Associates that compared salaries between 13 other cities, including Fortuna, Ferndale, Alturas, Colusa, and others. The study had been requested in order to make wages more competitive to help with employee retention. City Manager Kyle Knopp summarizes the benefits of having the study done.
And it was believed that adjusting the compensation would be beneficial to help alleviate the attrition levels for the city. So there are other components, though, to why the third-party compensation study is really, really important. And one of those is the confidence that city compensation levels are identified via a third party and are based on a methodology that was presented and discussed through the compensation study. So essentially, it provides a degree of fairness that the employees can understand, that compensation is not being set for different positions based on arbitrary views, but that it's being based on a professional third party's advice. Thus each individual employee's pay is fair, and that of their coworkers. So it creates that equity, and then it also for members of the public who may have questions about how compensation is set and determined in the city of Rio Dell. That is also addressed through the Coffin Associates study. So this is a monumental leap for the city in multiple ways to bring employees towards a competitive level where we can do a better job in terms of retaining employees. But it also adds to the equity and hopefully the cohesiveness of the city organization as we move forward.
The study had been completed and submitted to the City Council in July, and negotiations with the employee groups has been ongoing since. The study determined that most city staff, including police, are paid less than the median for their position, and it recommended substantial raises. The only position that was determined to be paid over the median is a city clerk position, which is 6.2% higher. The recommended salary table that was adopted by the council will result in salary increases ranging from 6% to 28% depending on the position. For example, police officers would receive a 13% increase. A utility worker would be getting just over a 19% raise. An administrative assistant stands to receive an 18% raise. And the raises become effective as of October 11th. Councilmember Sue Strawn was the lone vote against adopting the salary schedule and approval of the agreements.
I'm definitely voting no, not because I don't think our employees are worth being paid more. It's just that we are a small city in a rural community and we simply cannot afford to do this. But I want to thank all of our employees. You're all wonderful.
The salary table that lists the raises for each position is only available within the total compensation study. The full council agenda packet with the employment agreement templates, as well as the full total compensation study documentation, is available at theriodelltimes.com. The next regular meeting of the Rio Dell City Council will be Tuesday, October 6th at 6:30 p.m. online. This has been Sharon Wolf reporting for KMUD Radio.